Hello?
Well, you can
good evening,
it.
I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. First of all, are you registered to vote?
Yes.
And with which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, Independent, or some other political party?
Republican.
As you are aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican election for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislator, and local offices in St. Lucie County on Tuesday, August 20? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate it as well. I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot. I am definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. Somewhat likely, not very likely, or not at all.
Very likely.
Thank you. And voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the Republican primary election on Tuesday, August 20? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mail-in ballot, or I will vote early in person at a designated early voting location.
I will vote probably early at a designated location.
And could you please tell us what is your age to make sure we speak to all ages? 18 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, 66 to 75, 50, or older?
56 to 65.
Thank you. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate with an associate, college graduate with a bachelor's or postgraduate degree?
College graduate with a bachelor's degree in nursing.
And you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate it as well. The first one is Kathy Towson. Do you recognize the name, Kathy Towson?
Kathy,
T-O-W-N, Sent. Townsend.
Oh, Townsend. I'm not real sure.
Okay.
No opinion. Okay. Richard Del Toro. Do you recognize him?
Yes. Not favorable.
Very unfavorable, or just somewhat unfavorable?
No, very unfavorable.
Keith Pearson. Do you recognize the name? Keith Pearson.
Yes.
Sure. Very favorable. Right? Somewhat favorable. Correct.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay.
Someone
the next one, mm-hmm. Linda Barks. Do you recognize the name, Linda Barks?
No, I'm not familiar.
Okay.
So I don't
and
have
the last one, Ken Mascara. Do you recognize the name, Ken Mascara?
Ken Mascara. I usually do my research on each one of them before I make it, but Ken Mascara, I'm not real sure. Somewhat
no
familiar.
Opinion?
No, but I'm somewhat, no, absolutely no opinion because I'm not real.
Okay.
Sure of this political standpoint.
And now we're almost done with the topic. We're at 45%. Thank you so much for your time. What is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Keith Pearson?
Keith Pearson? I know that she's trying to clean up the crimes and the justice system. So I do, that's what I think of, especially the
okay.
overcrowded jails. Mm-hmm.
And what is the first thing that comes to mind that you can tell me about Richard Del Toro?
I don't have very favorable things to say about him. He's not very honest. Dishonesty, that's what I'm going to say.
Okay. Just let me document your answer, please. And now,
sure.
You will now be giving us you will now be asked a few short questions about the upcoming August Republican primary elections. If the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commissioner District 3 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Erin N. Lurie or Linda Barks?
What is it? Lurie, you said?
Erin N. Lurie. A-N-N.
Yes.
So for her?
Erin, for commissioner, yes.
Okay. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Erin and Lurie?
Probably voting.
And if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Commission District 5 were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Audra Macon or Kathy Towson?
I'm not real sure about that. I have to do my research on those.
But if you had to choose today, if the elections were held today, which candidate are you leaning towards?
I don't know.
Undecided.
I don't know.
Undecided.
Okay.
No problem. And lastly, if the Republican primary election for St. Lucie County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Keith Pearson, Preston Michael DeFrancesco, or Richard Del Toro?
It would be Michael Pearson. Keith Pearson.
All right. And would you say you are definitely voting for Keith Pearson, or probably?
Definitely.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job that Keith Pearson is doing as St. Lucie County Sheriff? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
No, I approve.
Just somewhat or strongly approve?
Yeah, I'd say strongly approve, because he really hasn't had a chance to do much, because he was given the job when someone else dropped out, so he's got some job ahead of him, so yeah.
And now we're 85%. Again, thank you for your kindness to help us. This is basically the last part of the survey. From the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Richard Del Toro and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Richard Del Toro, you can indicate it as well. Saw a television ad, received something in the mail, received a text message, received a visit to your home from Richard Del Toro or a campaign volunteer, something else, or haven't seen, read, or heard anything?
Oh, no, yeah, text message on my phone.
And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Richard Del Toro in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff?
Less likely.
If it makes much less or just somewhat less?
Oh, no, much less.
And from the following list, what have you seen, read, or heard about Keith Pearson and his campaign for St. Lucie County Sheriff in the past few weeks? If you haven't seen, read, or heard anything about Keith Pearson, you can indicate it as well. So a television ad, receive something in the mail, receive a text message, receive a visit to your home from Keith Pearson or a campaign volunteer, something else, or haven't seen, read, or heard anything.
It's a similar, actually it was an ad that was actually on my phone, another text message, and it was a video.
Okay. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Keith Pearson in the election for St. Lucie County Sheriff? If it made no difference,
more likely.
Much more or just somewhat more?
Much more. Somewhat more.
Just somewhat more, okay. And the last few questions, a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm conservative. I used to be a Democrat. Yes, I'm very conservative. No, I'm very conservative. I was in the Democratic Party, and I changed over, so I know the difference. So, yeah, I am more conservative.
And what is your main racial background? Hispanic, Asian, Asian American, African American, or Black, White, or Caucasian, or other race not listed?
I just put other because I'm a combination. I'm multiracial. Come from two different backgrounds.
And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Oh, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.